Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. On the morning of May 3, 1894, a tremendous blast reverberated through the still-sleeping town of Park City. The epicenter of the explosion, which bystanders compared to an earthquake, appeared to be the Main Street residence of John Bogan. When the dust cleared, neighbors surveyed the damage and found that the long flight of stairs that graced the front of Bogan's house had been partly destroyed, and several of his windows had been, according to the Park City Mine Record, shivered to atoms. The explosion also blew out windows in neighboring homes and scattered debris up and down the street. Suspicion immediately centered on a local miner named John Carroll, whose estranged wife was living temporarily in the Bogan house at the time of the blast. According to newspaper reports, Carroll harbored an abusive streak and drove his wife and children to take shelter with friends. When Carroll's daughters returned home to give their father a second chance, he reportedly attacked them with a knife, forcing them once again to take to the streets and seek help from the community. Most of the evidence against Carroll turned out to be circumstantial. No one actually saw him plant the dynamite under the Bogan's front stairs. He had, however, confronted his wife shortly before the detonation and went away, in the words of the newspaper, cursing and swearing like a pirate. He had also been seen near the Ontario Mines dynamite stores earlier in the day. But what seemed to finally convince the editors of the Mining Record that Carroll was guilty was the miner's track record of using explosives to even scores. When his wife left him on a previous occasion, Carroll went to where she was staying and exploded blasting caps on the roof. It was this and other evidence that finally led the police to arrest Carroll and jail him. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.